Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 279, Creation's Freedom Promises My Own. In the first paragraph it says, should I wait in chains which have been severed for release when God is offering me freedom now? This lesson reminds me of a time when my family and I were in the mountains, and we came upon a pond that was dwindling because the snowfall hadn't started yet. And we started to look into the pond and see all of these fish that seemed to be dying. It was a sad sight to see. Many of them were laying on their sides, but they were still breathing. Others looked like they were healthier, but still gasping for breath. The pond was dwindling, and the water was becoming warm. And you could tell that there was only a short time before all of the fish would die. And so we decided to gather up the fish and take them to a neighboring lake that was much larger so that they could live out the rest of their fish life in peace. So we gathered them up and had a great time doing this, and it even seemed that the fish were excited to go. We took them into the other lake and we dumped them into the lake, and the fish sat there at the end of the lake just as they did in their death pond. And we were prompting them and prodding them, trying to scoot them out into the lake to be free to swim, to enjoy their lives. And yet the ranger came up to us and said, what are you doing? You can't do this. And he asked us to scoop up all the fish back into our bucket and take them somewhere else. And the fish were still sitting there, well, at least most of them. So we gathered them back up, and then we took them to a neighboring river, because we had no idea what else to do with these fish. And so we released them into the river, and the fish still sat there as if they were in their death pond. It was as if they had no idea that they could be free. They had given up. And so we put them in this river, but the most remarkable thing began to happen. The turbulence of the river was beginning to move them around so that they began to wake up one by one. The turbulence was waking them up. And I started to see that this is what we do. We wait until we are in the middle of such turbulence before we decide to choose freedom instead of the death pond. You are not in a death pond. It is God's will that you are happy. It is God's will that you would be free, that you would know all the happiness, the joy that is His will for you. It is His will that you would know Him, and you would know His love for you, and that you would experience everything that your heart desires. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches us that God's will is that you are happy and that you have everything. But we have decided on the death pond. We are the ones that have decided that we should suffer, that we should struggle, that we should sacrifice. And if we didn't do it well enough or fast enough, then we feel guilty, and then we punish ourselves for that guilt. Today, I ask you to release yourself, to allow yourself to have the promise that God gave to you, to have your own divine inheritance as it was given you. You have a right to freedom. Freedom is yours now. Dear God, help us to choose freedom today. Help us to be free, to literally act as if we are free today, as if all problems have been undone. How would we act today? How would we treat other people? What words would we use if we knew we were free? You are free. Swim out into the big lake. Enjoy your life. God holds you in His hand. Creation's freedom promises my own.